Philadelphia City Council approves a controversial bill cracking down on so-called stop-and-goes. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that many Asian business owners say it's discrimination.
The bill brings sweeping reforms to the small delis and corner stores that serve alcohol in mostly disadvantaged neighborhoods.
You preyed upon addicts, people with a habit, a dependency that forced them to seek you out. This is not a willing customer. How many lives were destroyed by your encouraging hand?
That's Philadelphia City Councilwoman Cindy Bass, who sponsored the bill. She says it would require stop-and-goes to conform to code, including providing tables and chairs in kitchens and bathrooms instead of selling shots of alcohol and snacks from behind bulletproof glass. Mayor Jim Kenney is expected to sign the bill. If approved, the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections would have until 2021 to come up with regulations for the use and removal of bulletproof glass in some establishments. Putting the onus on L&I to decide was an amendment to the original bill, which would have outright banned the barriers. But that did little to satisfy members of the Asian American Licensed Beverage Association, who packed city council chambers to say this bill discriminates against them. One of them was Richard Tang.
Every bank, every SEPTA station, every cash checking place, several chain restaurants, if you go up and down Broad Street, you have McDonald's, KFCs with bulletproof glass, they are all exempt from this order. It is only targeted to us.
Stephanie Ridgway is for removing the glass and cleaning up the stop-and-goes, which she says are a scourge on poor neighborhoods.
This is about business being wrong from the very beginning. This is about people coming into our communities and setting up shop and taking the money home with them and leaving us there to suffer the consequences, because nightly I see urination, defecation, and other actions taking place where I live, because I live and work in that community.
The business owners vowed if they end up having to take down the bulletproof glass, they would arm themselves, which would result in more violence. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.